It's been reported that the Chancellor, George Osborne, is planning to announce on Budget Day that the BBC will have to meet the cost of free TV licences for over 75s. It's thought to come at a staggering cost of £650 million. And that's led to calls for freebie TV licences for pensioners to be scrapped. So what do you think? 08459 555 678. On the line is Bill Jeffrey and also Anthony Miller. Bill, if we come to you first.
Good morning, Chris.
Is this acceptable? To get rid of free TV licences for the over 75s, is it time the pensioners paid?
No, it's not. It's absolutely unacceptable. Free TV for over 75s is an antidote to loneliness and isolation. It involves elderly pensioners in current affairs, and it's a lifeline to the outside world. I believe that this is just... I mean, the redundancies that the BBC may have to put out are terrible, and everybody's sorry about that. But this is a government acting the maggot, and they're just getting into absolutely everything. They threaten this all the time. Look, they gave free TV, and it got them elected in 2001 or 2011, maybe. This is going to lose them the next election if they do this. And I'm telling you, the Pensioners' Parliament needs to be vocal and strident about this and demonstrate a high profile and their influence.
Well, the government's idea, though, here is to make the BBC pay. Are you in favour of that?
I have three solutions for you. I'm in favour of solutions. That's what debates are about. The first one is allow commercial advertising and sponsorship. This will create jobs in call centres and salespeople. It'll promote business and it will massively increase revenue. Then the other thing is make the free TV licence means tested, not automatic. And the third one was, look, at 75, add a sum to pensioners' credit, and this covers the cost. And it's only the people who get credit, pension credit, that get it. It cuts out the rich from feeding off the poor and getting their free TV licences when they don't deserve it.
Anthony Miller, what do you think? I mean, do pensioners have it good with this free TV licence? I mean, a lot of them are cash-strapped as it is.
Yeah, I mean, the chap actually said a couple of solutions that I was going to offer. I mean, I don't think the solution is to penalise the BBC, and I certainly don't think it's a good idea for people to lose jobs so that people can have a tax. Regardless of their age, I think that's absolutely preposterous. But I think the solutions have to be elsewhere. And I think the solution, one of the things is there's about a million of our pensioners at the minute who aren't claiming all of the benefits that they're entitled to, such as council tax benefit, housing benefit, and pension credits. And that's because they don't know that they're entitled to them. So if we educate our pensioners and telling them in what they are entitled to, they shouldn't be living below the poverty line and they'll be able to afford their TV licences. So that is one solution. Another solution would be allowing some form of commercial advertising, though I do worry because the BBC is a standard that's recognised throughout the world. And once we become beholden to companies who wish to advertise, then we could be looking at, you know, some sort of weakening of the brand there. So I would be a bit concerned about that. But I certainly don't think
is it the case? I mean, look at RTE in the South, though. I mean, RTE still has a certain authority as the Irish state broadcaster. Advertising doesn't damage their brand, does it?
Absolutely. Well, I think I don't watch RTE, so I don't know, to be honest with you. But I think there is certainly a risk of it. You know, as we all know, commercial television is run by those who are paying for the sponsorship and the advertising. So we could get into risky ground. But, you know, the BBC is an impartial broadcasting corporation and it's a worldwide standard. I mean, it has the Stephen Nolan show.
less
want to see that jeopardised.
Less Nolan, more advertising, I think, but there might be some people in favour of that.
Bill, you can protect your broadcasting integrity and still do advertising. You can have a brick wall between the two of them. I believe that.
Well, RTE does run that dual system, doesn't it, of advertising and licence fee?
It works brilliantly on both radio and on television.
I don't think it's an impossible solution. I just think it's something that would need to be looked at very, very carefully and managed appropriately so that we don't become beholding to the advertisers. But, you know, certainly, I definitely think it is certainly a solution, and it's a much better one than putting a bill onto the BBC that would cause people to lose their jobs. I think that would be ridiculous.
Sorry to interrupt. I think that the government is actually blackmailing the BBC in a kind of a way, because it's saying, look, your charter's coming up for renewal, roll over or else. And that's unacceptable to all of us, not just pensioners, but it goes against everybody's feeling of what is right.
Oh, we are going to talk about the budget a lot more before the end of the week. Lots of discussion about that. For the moment, Bill Jeffrey and Anthony Miller, thank you very much indeed. And thank you for your company.